Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, October 17th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dean Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Get ready to be converted this holiday season. Apple and IBM are the most reliable. Apple quietly purchases a company and reading, writing, arithmetic, and podcasting. This holiday season may show that Apple will be gaining more converts to its Macs. Apple's switch to Intel processors has made a huge impact on the new Mac buyers, and according to a recent survey, a large number of consumers are more likely to buy a new Intel-based Mac this holiday season. In its latest survey of 3,046 members of the ChangeWave Alliance, showed that 37% say they're more likely to buy an Apple computer because of the Intel chips, which is almost double the 19% found in a June 2005 survey. According to ChangeWave founder Tobin Smith, market share grabs like this just don't happen in the PC world. Our numbers say that the Mac is surging. Apple's share of laptops that were bought from July through September was up 3 percentage points to an all-time high of 12% among Alliance members, which tend to be a little more tech-savvy than average consumers, but there has been a clear pattern of increased likelihood to buy iMacs, along with increased actual purchases by consumers since the Intel announcement. Apple is set to report fiscal fourth quarter results tomorrow. Analysts polled by Thomas First Call expect the company to earn 51 cents a share, up 34% from a year ago. And Wall Street is looking for sales to rise 27% to $4.66 billion. The ChangeWave survey also showed that HP's shares of desktop purchases over the past 90 days rose 6 points to 26%, while its share of laptop purchases fell 1 point to 20%. Dell's share of laptops purchased fell 3 percentage points to 33%, while their share of planned desktop purchases plunged 6 percentage points to 40%, its lowest level in over a year. Apple and IBM are at the top of the list of the most reliable computer brands. According to Rescue.com, the latest findings are based on a number of calls the troubleshooting company receives for each make of computer. The results were based on 20,000 calls. The report reveals that computers from IBM Lenovo are the most reliable, scoring 243 points, and Apple is a close second with a score of 201 points. David Millman, the founder of Rescue.com, said whether it's due to hardware quality or vendor customer support, clearly IBM Lenovo and Apple are well ahead of their rivals when it comes to reliability. He said, "We're pleased to be able to offer this insight to help computer users make informed choices when deciding which computer they should buy." HP Compact had 12 points, Dell scored 4 points, and sadly Gateway showed up with minus 12 points. Apple acquired Silicon Color, the company responsible for producing Final Touch color correction software, and gains rights to all Silicon Color technology as well as its intellectual property. The announcement said, "We are pleased to announce that all Silicon Color technology and intellectual property, including Final Touch color correction software, was recently sold to Apple. Maintenance agreements held by current Silicon Color customers will be honored by Apple until they expire." Silicon Color caters to video professionals via its Final Touch 2K, Final Touch HD, and Final Touch SD packages. Financial details about the acquisition were unavailable. Apple has issued a warning to Windows users that about 1% of its latest video iPod models were affected by a virus. A note on the company's technical support website states, "We recently discovered that a small number, less than 1%, of the video iPods available for purchase after September 12th left our contract manufacturer carrying the Windows RavmonE.exe virus. This known virus, which propagates itself using mass storage devices, affects only Windows computers, and up-to-date antivirus software, which is included with most Windows computers, should detect and remove it. The iPod Nano, Shuffle, and Mac OS X are not affected, and all video iPods now shipping are virus-free." Teachers of Quarton Elementary School in Michigan have brought podcasting into their curriculum as an innovative way to teach their fifth grade students about math, social studies, and science. As they learn their lessons, they create podcasts about what they've learned and even have their own podcasting station. It's called Radio Q. Deb Woodman brought the idea of podcasting to the fifth grade team, which includes teachers Sherry Crow and Scott Sheckle. The students create digital audio files that can be listened to anytime and anywhere. The files can be downloaded onto an iPod or other MP3 player. And financial help came from the Quarton Parent Teacher Association, which provided about $3,500 that went mostly to the purchase of several iMac computers to edit podcasts. Woodman said podcasting is an innovative way to build on technology familiar to kids today and help them use it as an educational tool. The students are the ones who come up with the scripts for the podcast, and the teachers are free to assess their projects in their cars on the way home. And parents are noticing a change in their children, as one parent said her son didn't have much to say about what he learned in school, but podcasting has changed all that. Now, all of a sudden, all she hears about is podcasting. And for the students, podcasting is a fun way to demonstrate what they have learned. Soon everyone will be able to hear students' takes on subjects like energy, prime numbers, and great places of the world, because the podcasts will soon be available by subscription through iTunes. Coming up, the iPod Nano is trying to make some friends on MySpace when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
Whenever my systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromet in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromet.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Online music services are finding out that it pays to release out-of-print music. Universal Music has revealed that its download-only reissues of classic tracks have raised $250,000 song sales. Consumers bought music from Germany's Accept and the UK's Delamitri, as well as Christa Berg and Brigitte Bardot. Universal Music Group started its download-only reissue program in February to reinstate more than 100,000 European deleted recordings. The tracks were made available through online music services in 20 countries, mostly in Europe. The company believes that as the music available online grows in diversity, music fans will be drawn to recordings beyond current hits. Lacey has announced its first complete burning and LightScribe Direct disk labeling solution for all operating systems. This includes the first ever LightScribe Labeler software for Linux, a new version of LightScribe Labeler software for Mac, and Sure Thing LightScribe Labeler for Windows. LightScribe technology enables consumers and businesses to burn silkscreen quality labels onto a LightScribe-enabled CD or DVD right in the drive without requiring printing supplies. The new Mac software is universal and supports simultaneous printing to multiple drives. Free software downloads for Mac and Linux are available from the website for anyone with a LightScribe-enabled drive. For more information, visit lacey.com. And lastly today, it looks like the Nano wants to make a few new friends. While visiting the popular site, many people noticed that the green iPod Nano was the featured profile. It didn't take much time to notice that the pink and blue Nanos were also featured, and each of them had 1,500 friends. The iPod Nano profile pages contained links to buy iPods, of course, along with a photo gallery, videos of the commercials, free iPod Nano screensavers, desktop wallpapers, and even MySpace profile skins. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.